This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
on every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
I'm all sticky.
So sticky. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
I check for polyps is what I'll do with my foam finger.
Seems a little aggressive. Our amazing producers, how about the father-to-be, the very handsome RJ Santillo?
He has this very strange gear.
That's not true. No, that's not true.
Well, it's because his body can eat itself.
No, you get...
It's a talent. How about my little ninja turtle, Raymond Santiago?
And the Horcats.
You and the Horcats already. And of course, as always, we're rolling with the company. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Blarin Belugan.
Yes, Belugan. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. You hear us every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
Can't move in the Giants.
I can't continue this.
But you have to continue this. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today. The Mets get, without question, their best win of the season. Fresh from Syracuse, Mark Vientos, two-run home run in the seventh, tied the game at two. Francisco Alvarez's three-run home run tied it in the bottom of the ninth. And the polar bear, Pete Alonso, walked it off in the tenth with a three-run homer. Yankees were on the other end of it up in Toronto. They got walked off in the tenth. The Heat take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals on the road in Boston. Jimmy Butler led the way for Miami with 35 points. Jason Tatum had 30 for the Celtics, but didn't attempt a shot in the fourth quarter. PGA Championship tees off this morning in the birthplace of our great RJ Santillo in beautiful Rochester, New York. Game one of the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals starts tonight with Florida and Carolina. We got stuff you missed at 9:15. And as always, on the Thursday at 7:45, we have an observation that didn't happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, I think it's time to discuss why my 50-year-old co-host mother still calls him Peter Pan.
Well, you're not my mother.
Yes, she is. Could it be his hidden talent? Wow, he farts with his hands. What a talent that is. Maybe it's this.
How could you ever equate me to a man?
That's a great question. What are you then?
Who's the cat now?
Okay, cat it is. All of this because...
maturity is completely overrated.
Okay.
Here he is, my Peter Pan. Yeah, real nice. More proof. The one and only Dave Rothenberg.
That was well done. I give you props. Sometimes, people will stop me on the street. I'll be walking by, and they'll say, you know what? The open on Thursday, it's become stale, but not today. That was very nice. Good for you.
Oh, you finally gave me some material. I mean, I here's the problem. Yeah. I'm at the mercy of you sometimes. You're my muse.
So if you can't put together a nice, a gorgeous open.
Right. It's like a Taylor Swift breakup. Like, if I don't have some kind of breakup to write songs about, if I don't have you for the first 3 days, Monday,
right,
Tuesday, Wednesday, you stink, open could be a little stale.
Well, today was not stale. Today it was like a fresh Hawaiian roll. Today was beautiful.
Oh, I love the Hawaiian roll.
The King's Hawaiian. Oh, beautiful stuff.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, beautiful. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You, my friend, said it in that glorious open. That was the best Mets win of the season. Down to nothing, Vientos. Home run. I didn't think that was going. Dead center, tied at two. Then you're down 5-2. Alvarez, two on, two outs, ninth inning. The thing about that home run, too, is it was a bomb. Yeah, it was crushed. You didn't even have to question whether that was going to leave. Now you're tied at five. You go to extras. You're not horrified. At least I wasn't when the one run scores. Not thrilled, but not horrified. When the second run scored is when I was like, oh, no. Then McNeil with the hit. And then Alonso with the absolute missile. Mets win 8-7. Glorious victory last night.
No, it was an amazing victory, and hopefully it's the catalyst for, I mean, hopefully it's what the team needed to kind of turn this thing around. And I'm not sure that's going to be the case, because for a lot of that game, it felt like more of what we've seen, right? You know, games that they don't pitch well, they hit. Or like last night, Senga was great, and they couldn't hit. And, you know, finally Vientos gets them back tied up in that game. And then I'll tell you what I loved. Okay, this is what I loved.
Talk to me.
First of all, I'm at the game with my son. It was part of his communion gift. I promised him I would take him to a Mets game. It worked out perfectly because I got, you know, I got in-laws, I got niece and nephew, all from Tampa in town, so it worked out perfectly. And I might have guaranteed a win to the people that were so nice over at the Mets to hook me up. I said, listen, I come, you know, good things happen. So there was a lot of pressure on me last night. And you should have seen the place erupt when Vientos hit this home run. Like the amount of, like, was that the kid? Was that the kid?
Yeah, because it's juice.
Because there's juice, and people were excited. And I also like the fact, because I keep telling you this, Tampa, right, they were always kind of like the lovable, we can't spend any money, but we still find a way. But they are cocky. And what does Alvarez do when he ties that bad boy up? Takes that bat and he throws it right up in the air.
That was great.
Yep.
It was so exciting. And you know, he's been much better of late. And that was an absolute, I mean, he launched that ball. That was a bomb is what it was.
Launched that ball. But seriously, though, I mean, Senga was great. You couldn't hit. And then finally you tie this thing up. Ottavino, who's been good, comes in. He gives it right back. Right? Like the bullpen did not get the job done. You kept finding a way. And, man, I mean, what a night that was.
It really was. Now, the only thing is, so you're thrilled at 6 o'clock in the morning and 800-919-3776 on the Mets. Just phenomenal win. But as you said, you don't think there will be. I don't know. Is there going to be carryover? I mean, how great would it be to go out there, win this game today, win two in a row, and start to kind of get things back on track? Because you think if it was going to happen, maybe last night's game would be the moment that would make it happen. Push it forward.
Well, yeah, you're playing the best team in baseball, right? And, I mean, you kept finding yourself down. I mean, you're down two, you come back. You're down two again, you come back. And then you find a way. Well, you're actually down three, you come back with the last out. And you find a way, and you actually hit some home runs, right? I mean, Vientos, Alvarez, Alonso.
All your runs run home runs.
Right, and that's what you're kind of, you need some pop in this lineup. I mean, we had Buster on yesterday talking about, you know, the biggest differences between, you know, the Mets and Atlanta. One of the biggest differences outside of the wins, obviously, was, you know, has been the home runs. So you needed some pop, you needed some energy, and, I mean, having been at the game last night, there was a lot of energy, so it was great.
It was. Pete Alonso, into the atmosphere. Buck Showalter, we'll hear from him. 1-800-919-3776. Here is Pete on the magnitude of that victory.
I feel like we have a good idea of who we are, but we need to kind of harness that and really capture who we are and really show that in our play.
I'm sure you know this now. I didn't know it at the time until late in the game, and I read it on Twitter. He was really sick.
Yeah, last couple days. I mean, according to Buck, most guys wouldn't have played. So, but I mean, we always give him and Lindor credit, man. They post up every game. Those guys always play. It was so funny, though. You'll love this, too, because it's even better. So Cassie's dad is from New York.
How many people went to this game? How big was your group?
Eight people. Yeah, it was a nice little group.
Okay.
But supposed to be more. We lost a couple. They actually went on vacation.
Is it fair to say, before you get into the depths of the story, which I do want to hear, that your father-in-law loves me?
Loves you.
Loves me.
Loves you, yeah, but he would have, last night he would have drove you crazy.
Was he annoying?
Well, no, he's not annoying, but I mean, the Mets took, my man Chris took such great care of us. I mean, the seats were amazing. He hooked Milo up like a swag bag, like all the great stuff.
So now, wait, you got these tickets gratis?
Yeah, I got set up, yeah.
Well, how does that work? How come I never get anything for free?
Well, because I don't think people like you as much as they like me.
But I've been a Mets fan since before you were born.
Yeah, that's fine. But there's levels to this. People understand that you Giants, top of the list. Me, Mets. I mean, I think they all understand how much I love the Mets.
But I love the Mets, too.
Not as much as I love the Mets.
You don't think?
Nah.
RJ!
I think we've already gone over this.
RJ, who loves the Mets more, me or Rick?
Don't take this the wrong way, because you just gave me a glorious coffee roll. I think Rick does. I think Rick secretly wishes he was a baseball player instead of a hockey player.
Well, I don't even think it's that secret. I think he's like kind of made that known, but that doesn't mean that he loves them more. So you think, bad loss, we come in next morning, your thought is, oh God, how's Rick going to be over Dave?
No. I still think you would probably be just as, if not more, crazy, but people associate you with the Giants. Don't take it the wrong way.
Oh, whatever, fine. Go ahead with your story.
No,
so
anyway.
you get free seats. They set you up. They give you goodie bags. I can't even get into Citi Field. Go ahead.
Beautiful seats.
Great.
In the all new luxurious Empire Club, which is
eight tickets.
Oh, dude, this thing right down the third baseline. Mm-hmm. It is magnificent. So we're sitting there. It's food. I mean, it's unbelievable. Got the heaters because it was freezing and windy. And meanwhile, Cassie's dad is rooting for Tampa. I was like, can you stop?
Loudly, actively?
Like, loud enough that I could hear him. I'm like, can you stop that?
Uh-huh.
He's like, what? I'm like, I think you know what. This is, I mean, the Mets need a win. Your team is fine. Keep your mouth shut.
You're at our home field. You pipe down.
Yeah, right. So he's like, okay. And then all I've heard this whole time, because he's the worst, it's like the one game they'll lose, it's the bullpen stinks and this and that. And he's like, I can't wait till we get Fairbanks. All I hear is about Fairbanks.
Oh, okay.
Once we get Fairbanks back, once we get...
Big fan of Alaska. Go ahead.
Yeah. And of course, who's the one that's pitching in the 10th?
Yep, Fairbanks.
Good old Fairbanks trying to protect the two-run lead. And then bang.
First game off the IL.
Oh,
Fairbanks.
You should have
crush.
Seen... The depression in his face.
What was the ride home like? It must have been terrific.
Oh, dude, it was a celebration, and he was so upset. And I just mocked him for the entire car ride home. Mocked him right in his face.
But he's got the best record in baseball.
I said, see, told you. I said, keep your mouth shut. Mets try to do nice things for you, and you couldn't help yourself. This is what happened.
Now, do you think the Mets look at this and say, we hooked Rick up with beautiful seats and swag and everything, took really good care of him, and it resulted in the win of the season? Do you think they look at that and say, we have to find ways to get him into our stadium more?
I actually got a text after the game saying that, yeah.
Saying we need to hear more.
Yeah, like, I mean, you said you'd bring a win, and you're a man of your word. So this is what I do.
I can bring wins.
Well, maybe, I mean, together, maybe if we combine our powers together at a game, we go on a roll. We start rolling.
You know, you know what they should do?
Because remember.
What?
Last time, me and you at a game together.
It wasn't even competitive.
We smacked Miami.
We scored like 9 runs in the first inning.
Right. Bats came alive. Maybe that's the secret sauce, David.
Get us there together?
Right.
They should really take good care of us on June 1.
I think it makes perfect sense.
Right? We'll be sitting in section 128. If they want to drop off some cotton candy or some goodie bags, some toys, I think we'd love that.
Well, I don't know about toys. But
I like toys.
All right, just the one negative last night.
Out of Vino? Bullpen?
No, I mean, bullpen wasn't great. It was what are we doing pinch hitting with Vogel back there?
You know, it's funny you say that because I was thinking about this as you were talking earlier in the show. I'm sorry, and I know he's a professional athlete. Treat him with respect. I can't stand him.
He didn't swing the bat.
The at-bat, it was non-competitive.
We didn't swing.
Of course, I understand he didn't swing.
Gets up 1-0, and he looked at 4 straight pitches.
It looked like you could have thrown him 47 pitches, and he wouldn't have swung.
It's funny, to the people in front of me, the first thing, so it must have been a husband and wife, younger couple. First thing the guy says to his wife when he sees the picture of Vogelbach pop up on the TV, professional athlete.
He's maddening.
He drives me crazy.
But a lot of good things from that game last night, right?
Oh, great things. There's no negative. That was the one. That was the one thing that if we didn't come back in that game and win, that would have been because we took the call from yesterday about Buck stinks. He should be fired. We would have been taking calls. Why in that spot, knowing that there's a lefty warming up, and Vogelbach can't hit lefties? Would you pinch hit with him?
That, you know what? That was confounding. Like I don't understand why you would put Vogelbach up in that spot, and then he didn't even swing the bat, like you said.
No, didn't swing the bat. No real interest. They try to draw a walk here.
Yeah, but that's all he ever tries to do.
Well, unfortunately, the pitches are right over the plate.
I mean, it was a terrible matchup. You could tell, like, he had no read on that pitcher. But you know what? We're not going to sit here and be negative.
No.
We're going to sit here and be positive today.
Yes.
It was a great win. I don't know what it means for them today, if they go out and they win or lose or whatever. But last night, for at least a moment, the juice was back. There was excitement. You felt like what it was like to be a Mets fan from last season, right?
Yeah. You saw what you were kind of expecting for the season. And I get it. It's a long season. Guys have struggled. And you're trying to find a way to get out of this. But as a player, you try to use moments like that as, okay, fellas, here we go. Like, it didn't seem like this was going to be our night and we were going to waste a good outing from Senga, but we found a way. And now let's keep this momentum going.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, Santiago, he doesn't say much anymore, but he emotes through song.
It's song, and then he's very, very chatty during breaks.
Which is, I think, perplexing and upsetting. Why chatty during breaks? Why never give us something on air to chew right into?
Because it's organic. It's not forced.
So when
you try to force me to talk.
Okay, so when we... When we bring you on air, we want to hear your opinion or your takes or just whatever. That's forced.
And then when I have actual things that I want to say, you shout me down. You say, oh, there he goes. I've just decided, no, if you want to hear from me, I'll chime in. But
let's be fair. You don't love working on the show.
Odious lies.
I think he loves the show. I think you've beat him down.
No, I think
his confidence is shattered.
Ray, when was the last time I was not remote? I mean, I texted him 5 o'clock this morning. FYI, alternate side off. Opens it wide open for you. Right? Who was that? Was that Rick? Was that RJ?
I was aware of that, but I do appreciate it.
Well, regardless of aware, I didn't know you were aware. I thought of you. I heard it immediately as I'm texting and driving just to get you that information.
Whoa. Don't admit to that. Don't do that.
Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I was.
Maybe it was a verbal text.
In trouble.
Maybe it was a verbal text.
Yeah, it was a voice text
You think he knows how to voice text?
No chance.
Well, how dare you?
There's no chance you know how to voice text.
And then, did Rick bring you a beautiful chocolate croissant?
You're trying to fatten us up back here.
Oh, my God. Once a week, I think you guys need some sweet deliciousness, and I bring it for you.
It's appreciated, but I feel like there's an ulterior motive here.
What do you think it is? My goal is to make you fat?
As you're losing weight, allegedly.
What do you mean allegedly?
RJ and I are supposed to be gaining weight, apparently.
I got to tell you, I might be opposed to it, but I'm playing the game. I ate the whole thing. So.
Oh, I'm not going to deny that these things are delicious. This chocolate-covered croissant is outstanding.
And I don't just go with the garden variety, let me get a blueberry muffin, like some kind of schlep. No, I look at what the man offers, and I find the best of the goodness, and I break it up. I don't want to bring two of the same thing, and I deliver a coffee roll and a chocolate croissant because I'm a man who knows the fancy. I know it well.
He knows how he's even saying his fancy. He's not saying his croissant. He's saying croissant.
Yeah, very French. Well, this is what happens. This is in response to the grape debacle of yesterday.
I'm never bringing grapes in.
Don't bring those grapes again.
Just look at the grapes before you bring them in.
Yeah, right.
Sneaker Freak texts me, Dave, I have season tickets right behind the dugout. I'll gladly give you tickets for you and your family.
All right, so you should go.
I would love to. So that's a gentleman. Unlike the Mets, who are like, oh, Rick, what can we do for you? What can we get you? Yeah, 8, would you like 10, 12, 14 tickets? Me? Pfft, nothing.
Well, maybe you should love the Mets as much as I do. Maybe that's it. You get some Mets toys that you keep talking about. Maybe get Sherry a nice Mets toy.
Are you broken?
No. You said you wanted toys.
All right, so here's my question for you. Did you stay the whole way through?
I did not. Milo crashed hard.
You didn't? So when Pete Alonso hit the home run, where were you?
I was in the car.
Oh,
what do you want to tell you? It looked like he turned ghost white. It looked like he was going to vomit everywhere.
Why?
He said, Dad,
you gave him too much food.
No, I did not give him too much food. He decided, he took it upon himself to gorge himself like no 8-year-old has ever gorged himself before. Second we walked in.
Act like
already,
you've been there before, kid.
Right. Well, I couldn't even, the second I turned over, he's already half a hot dog deep. And then it went from hot dogs to then he gets chicken fingers. And then my wife went to Shake Shack. It was too much.
You left early?
I had David.
When did you leave?
I left right after the bottom of the eighth.
All right. So RJ, I'm going to ask the question again. Who loves the Mets more, me or Rick?
I'm in a tight spot here.
Well, you got to think, RJ, too, how much I love the Mets. I'm actually willing to leave just so my son doesn't vomit all over the suite.
Now, that's nice.
Rick,
they didn't have like an airplane bag or anything for him?
No, yeah, we're not in an airplane. Why would? Hey, do you have an airplane bag?
Something. You couldn't take the garbage bag, the garbage can, something. You're in a suite, or do they not have a bathroom in the suite?
There was there's actually no bathroom. You had to walk out of the.
Oh no,
the club. Yeah.
All right, RJ, back to you. Go ahead.
Well, here's where I'm torn. So he misses the Alvarez and the Alonso homers.
Why even go?
But, well, he made a promise, and much like Pete Alonso, Rick battling through injuries. An illness, sickness, all of it. So I'm torn.
He left early.
He did.
He's an early leaver. That's what he does. He goes to the game, and maybe he stays to the end, and maybe he doesn't.
No, maybe I shouldn't have went, but I did. I battled through it because I'm a warrior, and I love my team.
But do you really? So you were in the car, walking to the car?
No, I was already in the car.
In the car and listening to the game, I hope?
Of course.
Hits the home run. Did you honk the horn?
I wasn't driving, so no, I didn't honk the horn, but I was very excited.
Did you scream? Was there an audible noise?
I was in my father-in-law's face. You like that? That's what I was doing.
Let's go to Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. You're at 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. You know, I called because someone called in yesterday, and I thought it was very interesting, right? You guys are wanting timely home runs. You got them yesterday. But no one has mentioned the bullpen this year and the Diaz injury as being a problem why you're not winning, which I think is amazing.
Because it hasn't been a problem why you're not winning.
Yes, it hasn't been.
That's exactly right. So maybe, like you said, yesterday can get you guys jump-started. It can't be June 1st because I'll be there, and it's the Phillies and the Mets, so I can't be responsible. So it has to be before if you guys are going to turn it around. And last thing, now, Rick, I think what you did right there was being more of a dad than a fan, and Dave is more of a fan than a dad.
I'll take that.
You take that. I take that as a unbelievable compliment. Thank you, Wes.
I'll take that. I think and also what I've done is I've raised little people who are now also fans. I mean, when you told Milo, listen, we're leaving, he's like, okay, let's get out of here. My kids would have grabbed onto the seats for dear life.
No, I don't think you understand the sense of urgency in which we left. My niece was piggybacking him. The kid was done. It was a wrap.
So it's fair to say you didn't take great care of Milo last night.
No, he gave the Mets everything he had. He left it all in the suite. He had nothing left to give.
Being serious, not even making fun of you for a second. If that I would have been so upset. If I would have left the game, been in the car, and have that ending. So you missed the Alvarez game-tying home run and the walk-off game-winning home run.
Yep, that's right.
Were you not upset about that?
I was upset about it, but I was also like trying to make sure that my son didn't puke all over everybody.
And we've had this happen before.
We've had a couple. Yeah, that's the problem, is that when he turns that color, it usually ends up with him just vomiting everywhere. So I was like, this could be one of those days. Okay.
All right, listen, you know what? You made a decision.
I did not make the decision.
Well, of course you did.
The decision was made for me. How dare you question my fandom?
Well, you left early.
I gave you what you needed.
Was it their best win of the season?
I said it in the open. Were you there to
witness it?
I was there for the Vientos home run, which is nice.
Can we play the kids every day, please?
It's just more exciting, man.
It's better baseball. Tommy Pham might be a great fantasy football commissioner. You know what? I don't need to watch him. Daniel Vogelback, I mean, honestly.
Well, Pham's not even the commissioner. Isn't that Mike Trout's league?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
I think it's Mike Trout's league, and he just got upset, so he slapped what's his name, right? Peterson right in the face.
What was it, Jock Peterson?
Yeah, Jock Peterson slapped him right in the face.
Because of fantasy football?
Yeah.
Baby. As you were leaving, you want to hear what it sounded like?
I heard it, but yeah, I'd like to hear it again.
All right, here you go. Courtesy of SNY and the great Gary Cohen, Alonzo steps to the plate, down two, bottom 10, two on, one out.
Alonzo drives one, deep left field, really going back, it's out of here, and the Mets win it! Into the second deck, Alonzo a three-run shot, and the Mets walk it off for the first time this year!
Scream, audible scream from my home.
I love it.
Let's go!
Audible scream. Alvarez home run, audible scream. Alonzo home run, audible scream.
Well, I was getting aggravated. The problem is, like, you start getting aggravated as you're watching this thing. I mean, it's, again, like, Senga's pitching good, and it's going to be one of those
great nights.
Yeah, where, I mean, you get good starting pitching, which you haven't gotten a lot of, and you can't hit. It's like they can't get everything together at the same time.
That's right.
And then now it's the bullpen, and still, I mean, you found a way. And hopefully this carries over, which you never know, because, you know, baseball, the whole cliche, you're only as good as...
Listen, if Taj Bradley throws six innings of you know, two-hit, one-run ball, then as great as yesterday was, goes right out the window.
I'll tell you what, though, that I thought was pretty cool, because, you know, I said this the other day, because their center fielder, Siri, has the worst necklace game in all of professional sports.
He's a problem, though.
He's a problem. You see that catch he made in center field?
Yes.
Yeah, he's awesome. But... I thought it was pretty cool because, and I'm sure he was getting chirped just because he's got that swag. Like he's a little cocky, which is fine, self confident, whatever you want to call it. But I'll give them credit. Paredes, who's killed us, and then Siri, after every half inning on their way to the dugout, which sometimes the first baseman will do if he has the, like, if he catches the last out, he'll walk to the dugout, he'll throw a ball in and then catch another one. Both of those guys made a point every single half inning to throw a ball to the fans.
I love that.
I thought it was awesome.
I love that every single time.
And then at one point, Siri kept asking for balls out of the dugout.
Just to throw them into the fans?
Yep.
That's nice. Yeah, it really is.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
RJ, this is our song of choice. June 1, Piano Man.
If that's what you'd like to do, that's what we'll do.
Well, why do you do that?
Are we really going to sing at a tailgate before a Mets game at noon?
Yes.
Yes.
I think we'll look like crazy maniacs.
So I think we have karaoke equipment, too.
No.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're bringing karaoke equipment?
I think my guy Kev has ordered karaoke equipment.
Is that Kev Do?
That's Kev Do.
With a reddish tint to his hair, Kev Do?
Yeah, big time Raiders fan, usually vomits at all these tailgates.
I like him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. He'll get himself all mangled up. He'll probably vomit. Pretty standard. How about Lonnie? Lonnie sends me a DM.
Yeah.
You can't tell them what. You can't tell them what lot we're going to be in. No, yeah, we have to tell them.
What does he
want? Everyone needs to know what lot we're going to be in.
You know what? He wants us to himself.
Like a secret
tailgate.
He doesn't
want to share us with anybody else.
It's not going to be, I was like, Lonnie, it's not going to be a secret tailgate.
Maybe it'd be me, you, RJ, Raymond, and Lonnie.
You come in, you have to say stroik, and then you're in.
That's right. There's going to be a bouncer. How do I get in? Stroik? Come on in. But don't share the password.
How do I get to this big tailgate?
It looked like a strike.
I can't wait now. This is going to be crazy.
It's going to be great. 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today. Start at Publicans. Grab myself a little Starbucks. Right to the train. Tailgate.
You think that our train tickets will be purchased for us?
No.
Shouldn't Absolutely. They be?
You'd think, but probably not.
RJ, you think our train tickets will be purchased for us?
Hmm.
We've come across an interesting question.
I think it's a good question.
I don't think it's that interesting. I would say I think it's pretty clear that it's no.
I mean, it's a work expense, really. In actuality, they should, as we get on the train, provide us with the train ticket.
I think you're fair to expense it. I think it could get swatted out.
Wait. So for like a $5 train ticket, I'm going to have to fill out paperwork?
Yeah.
Now here's what you do.
Yeah.
Get the Uber. Do it that way. Now it qualifies as a real expense. Now it's more than $5. There you go.
Well, what? Why would I want to take? What do you?
Yeah, but the train is
taking
so easy,
Uber
though,
to
right?
City Field. No, the whole point is taking the train with the people.
Oh, you're talking about the City Field trip.
What?
I thought you were talking about getting to the actual pub.
The pub? What was in that croissant?
Acid.
A lot of calories.
Here's the thing, though. I have a question, David.
Yeah.
I'm
flummoxed by Raymond, but go ahead.
I think we all are. That's why I'm trying to steer us in a different direction. Beautiful chocolate croissant.
Right.
And the coffee roll. What if they both feel like the croissant or the coffee roll?
You know, it's a fair point. But I didn't want to just get one treat. I wanted to get multiple treats. And I thought, okay, if I said to you, chocolate croissant, you can have that. Coffee roll, you can have that. There's no way you wouldn't want one of them, right?
Yeah, probably, but I could have an urge for.
You know what? I played the odds, and I thought that one would like one and one would like the other, and it turns out that I did well. And RJ's a gentleman. He said Ray gets the first pick, and then he'll take whatever the leftover happens to be.
Really is a good guy. He's selfless.
He really, and he'll do anybody's podcast. So if you want him on your podcast, you just DM him, and he'd love to.
And then Dave will hop on right after.
He'll
be right there.
Anyway, 1-800-919-3776. So I said this moments ago, and I stand by this. Did the Yankees need to win tonight? No, I think that the Yankees have really kind of stabilized, and they're fine, and they're getting healthier, and Severino's coming back Sunday, so things are okay. This is an important start for Nestor Cortez tonight, a very important start, because let's be fair, Nestor Cortez has not been very good so far this season.
He has not been the Nestor Cortez that you saw last season, no.
Correct.
No, and with no... Apparently, Rodon is now throwing from 90 feet,
That's big news.
Which is big news. And hopefully that back, the back holds up. But, I mean, they need Nestor Cortez. Even when Rodon comes back, they need Nestor Cortez.
Absolutely they do. So, his ERA is 5.5 on the season. And his ERA in May is sitting north of 7.7.
Well, yeah. Well, you had the start. I mean, you had the start in Texas.
Which was brutal.
Which was bad. And then you had... The last start against the Rays.
Which was brutal.
We went 4 1/3. Yeah, I gave up 6.
Right. So he started out really well. A first start, Philly, 5 innings, 1 run. Baltimore, 5 1/3, 2 runs. Minnesota, 7 innings, 2 runs. And then since then, it's been 3-3, 7-2, 6. And listen, I still think he'll be okay, but you need him to be good. And so far this season, he has not been.
Yeah, I mean that's the reality of the situation is that you need him to good. You need him to be good. First of all, everyone loves him. I love him.
He's hard not to love, isn't he?
He's tough to not root for.
Yes.
But I mean the expectation is that, maybe not to that level, but he was going to be someone that you could count on.
And I still like him.
No, listen, I think everyone still likes him. But I mean, you're counting on him. Right? I mean, it's a team that wants to win a World Series. We talked about their rotation, when healthy, when you look at their rotation, I mean, it's right there as one of the better rotations in baseball when everyone's healthy.
If it becomes healthy this season, right? You got to figure it's Cole clearly your ace. Rodon would be your two. And then I don't even know. Is it Cortez? Is it Severino? Is it Herman? I don't know.
No, it's definitely not Herman. It's probably, I mean, you'd probably go Sevy, then Cortez, just if you want to split up the lefties and the righties, if you wanted to go Cole, Rodon. I mean, listen, and Nestor
good problems to have, though, I'll tell you that.
Right, Nestor was an all-star last year. I mean, look at what he did for you last year.
He's been great for 2-plus seasons, but so far this year, he's kind of come back to what people were concerned about. I still think he'll be fine, but it's a big start for him tonight. Let's go to some of the calls. Dan in Jersey. Good morning, Dan. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Shout out to the company. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday morning?
We're doing really well, thank you.
Good. Normally I'm not up this early, but me and my friends are going to North Carolina. So,
what are you going for the ACC baseball tournament?
No, so one of my buddies is a lineman, and he moved away from Jersey, so we're going to see him.
Wait, one of your buddies, did you say, is a lineman?
Yeah, he's a power linesman.
Oh! I thought you were going to say like he's an offensive lineman and he's playing at UNC or something. All right, Dan, got you.
No.
Go ahead. What do you got?
But actually, I grew up next to someone that knew Billy Ard.
Number 67. Okay. All right. Very good. What do you got?
So I have 2 points, and I have a point about the Blues, and I have a question for you guys. If you guys had to get rid of one person from the Knicks and the Rangers, who would it be? Julius Randle or Artemi Panarin? And two, I think the Toronto Blue Jays are the Memphis Grizzlies of the MLB because of the amount of smack they've been talking, and they have nothing to really back it up.
I might have already said that to Djibouti Dan yesterday, and I would get rid of – I'm not getting rid of Panarin.
So you'd get rid of Randle?
Before I got rid of Panarin.
Well, what am I getting for these guys, too?
Oh, he didn't say that. He just said, which one would you get rid of? I don't know. You're going to have to get –
I'm not getting rid of either unless I get something legitimate in return.
Right. I mean, you still have to – listen, you got to have players that are going to get you to the playoffs.
I'm not getting rid of these guys just to get rid of these guys. If I can become a better team by trading Julius Randle, I'm trading Julius Randle.
You're not getting rid of Panarin. You're not. And you fired the coach, who I don't know how much Panarin and Gallant got, how good their relationship was, how long they got along. So Panarin is great, man.
Panarin is great. Randall's good, too.
Yeah, Randall's good too, but now for people, they've seen Randall, both players, they've seen him in a couple playoff appearances, haven't been great.
It's time to figure it out now for both of those guys in the big moments. Let's quickly go to Kev. This is Kev Du in Lodi. Good morning, Kev.
Hey, what's up, Dave? What's up, Rick, man? It's your cornhole partner.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Kev. You let me down last tailgate, you let me down.
Whoa. No. First of all, it was the tailgate before that is when I threw up. The last tailgate is when
great.
You were so wasted and couldn't make it in the hole.
Couldn't make it in the hole. You couldn't put it on the board.
Yeah, no. You came here with that homemade jailhouse hooch drink you were carrying around, and I was mixing it with Hennessy, so that was a bad experience.
Right.
But anyway,
we're not going to poison you this tailgate, Kevin. We're going to keep you upright and in good standing.
First and foremost, I'd like to give a big shout out to the best family, the company. Secondly, I also got a shout out Karate Man Mace and the Maywood Karate Crew.
Kevin, please, before you start thanking everyone that walks in the tri-state area, please get to your point.
No more.
Okay.
I just want to say we're going to have a great time. We got a bunch of stuff set up. And I can't wait. I just can't wait. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. You're awesome too. And everybody,
Kev,
in the company is great.
Oh, you hung up on him.
Oh, I didn't realize. Did you want him more?
No, I just wanted to see, just make sure that the karaoke equipment would be all ready.
And the cornhole.
Well, we got that. He's got the wiffle ball. We got the karaoke.
And
the cornhole's going to be there. There's not going to be pickleball.
I don't know why there wouldn't be.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
This is a knob.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with.
This.
I have you. Don't even know how to play football, all right?
He's also a knob.
That's a clown question, bro.
And these are Knobservations.
Oh, they most certainly are, and they are brought to you by Sharp Hat.
RJ,
yes.
What the hell is happening in Rochester right now?
It's cold.
Cold?
This is why we don't get nice things.
Well, why would you put the PGA Championship in Rochester?
Now, to be fair, it's May 18th.
So what?
Normally by May 18th, you're in the clear.
At 7 o'clock in the morning? It was cold here this morning.
Not good. Not a good day. Not a good time. By the weekend, I think it's going to be like 75.
So great.
You're going to hit all the seasons during this weekend, this PGA Championship weekend in Rochester.
It's a cold day in the city.
That's right, Keyshawn. You tell them. So, that mention was brought to you by Sharp Hat. Lovely.
Oh, people. You did. Yeah,
you,
do it
you
again.
Told us. Tell us again. Why don't you tell
one
us
more time.
After every story, interject that.
You know what? I just might.
You know what? I might do it as well.
I like them more than you.
No, I love
RJ,
Sharp
hear
Hat.
About this this game they play with the, I think it's called Pigskin.
It's really Was that a shot at me?
It's really going to take off.
Might take over all the sports.
Oh, that's funny stuff. You really are witty and charming.
I think they call it the NFL.
That's
big,
great.
Big time.
Good for you.
Poor Dave. All right, Eastern Conference Finals, game one last night.
That's brought to you by Sharp Hat.
You know what? I'm not even opposed to you doing that.
Okay. Lauren Balugan.
How about him? Game one in Boston. The Celtics lose. I believe the Heat have won every single road game one. This is the third one. They've taken them all. And Joe Mazzulla, who's had an interesting first.
He stinks.
He's had an interesting first playoff season.
You know who
coach.
Hates Joe Mazzulla?
Who's that?
Sharp Hat.
I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think
that's
they like
not
him.
Very nice.
Yeah, I don't think you should. I don't think they want to be associated with this blasphemy.
Because that's a winning company, unlike Joe Mazzulla.
He's in the Eastern Conference
He's
Finals.
He's in the Eastern Conference Finals, you animal.
You could coach this team to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Joe Mazzulla after it. The Celtics, they tend to get a little spicy with reporters, and that was, again, the case last night.
You said they played harder than you in the third quarter. That's what they do. They play harder than their opponent. How are you guys unprepared for that?
And we were prepared. We played harder than them in the first half, and then they outplayed us for one quarter. So we were prepared for it. We had the right mindset heading into the game. We had the right mindset heading into the game. We played harder than they did, and we were prepared, and we did a great job.
The quarter made all the difference, right?
It did, but we were prepared, and then we let go of the rope. And so there's two storylines here. It's one, we were ready to play, and we had a great job executing on both ends of the floor in the first half, and it's about the consistency of they're going to continue to play, and so we have to be prepared for when we do outplay them that they're going to respond and we have to respond, and so we were prepared. We just let go of the rope.
Yeah, why did you let go of the rope?
I don't know. It's a great question.
It's a bad look from him.
Why is he trying to take on the media? I don't understand what happened.
First of all, you know, we played harder. We were better in the first half, but we fell apart in the third quarter, and he's like hanging his hat on that?
They gave up 46 points in the third quarter.
They looked awful. And Tatum was gross in the fourth quarter.
They take a shot.
That's gross. And turned it over, I think, three times.
That sounds a lot like correction. We were prepared. I had my guys prepared. They let go of the rope. That seems like if I were playing on that team, I'd feel a certain way about that.
Oh, you should feel a certain way about that. He completely absolved himself of everything that happened.
It wasn't him. They were prepared.
They were ready.
It was the guy. It was the execution.
Playoff Jimmy was back last night, though. Led all scores, 35, shot 12 of 25. The man.
You know who's I'm not even joking. Even in the series against the Knicks, well, I mean, one of their biggest difference makers is Kyle Lowry, man.
He's been great off the bench.
Who? You guys are both Knicks fans. Who are you rooting for in this series?
Can I answer nobody?
No. You got to root for somebody, no? Are you truly not rooting for anybody?
I really have no rooting interest. I mean, I don't know what makes us look better if Miami wins.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Miami.
I think I like Miami better.
Yeah. I don't dislike Miami as much as I dislike Boston, and I think at least if Miami were to win, it would make me feel a little better about the Knicks losing to Miami.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Both of you, the room.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics lose this series. Any chance Mazzulla's one and done?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, the way he's acting?
Absolutely.
How wild would that be if the top three seeds all cleared out their coaches?
Well, then at one point, Marcus Smart at one point said something about the offense, like there is no offense. It's kind of just do whatever.
They scored 46 points in the third quarter. They dominated them, Miami did, and he didn't take a timeout.
Somebody said before that he's just kind of there.
Tatum has gone above and beyond to talk very highly of Joe Mazzulla, so I wonder what that relationship's like. But, I mean, the Bucks have already fired Bud. The Sixers already gotten rid of Doc.
Monty Williams gone.
Tough year to be a coach for a higher seed. Anyways, in attendance last night, this is unrelated to Knobs. See, he was there. Bill Belichick even smiled for the.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
for the. He doesn't often smile.
Jumbotron.
Yeah.
He was in a suite with Brad Stevens.
Oh, nice.
Also in attendance, though, Micah Parsons. Raymond pointed this out to me.
He's such a fraud.
Did you see what he was wearing?
A Sixers jersey again?
No, of course not.
Celtics jersey this time?
Jason Tatum jersey.
Yeah, Raymond, even you would agree, a huge fraud.
At the very least, he's the troll because he does this all the time.
So Parsons is from the Philly area.
Ugh.
That's the team that just eliminated his hometown Sixers are the Celtics. So Parsons, I was perusing through Twitter. It's not hard to find that he's been just in the past year or two. in a Sixers jersey. He's been in a Celtics jersey. He's been in a Mavs jersey. It's really whoever provides courtside seats. He will wear your jersey. He tweeted after that he did not buy the jersey, and the next year he intends to claim just one NBA team to follow.
Well, it's big of him.
Micah, open invite to the Garden.
No, I do like the fact, though, that he loves sports.
The last thing we want is Micah Parsons representing the Knicks. No, thank you.
Santiago would be
That's Lawrence Taylor! That's
call.
Lawrence Taylor! Because you can't trust him. Because he'd root for the Knicks, and then when he got like a nice jersey from another team, he'd up and he'd leave. I don't want any part of Micah Parsons. Thank you.
So, we spent a lot of time this year talking about the home-road splits for the Golden State Warriors. 33
and 8. We did?
Well, I'm not in depth, but it was mentioned a ton of times, right?
In RJ's podcasting, he probably mentioned
it
a lot.
Oh, is that what it is?
Tons of times. 33-8 at home, 11-30 on the road. And the divide within that locker room, of which Steve Kerr acknowledged.
There was some of that was lost this year, for sure. There's no hiding from it. The incident with Draymond and Jordan at the beginning of the year played a role in that. It's hard for that not to impact a team.
I respect the honesty, but they have some decisions to make this offseason. That team could look a lot different.
Jordan Poole and Draymond seem like an issue.
Well, it doesn't sound like a lot of people, like, since Jordan Poole got paid, like him much.
Mm-mm.
Right.
And he didn't really show up. I just don't like... Like, I've been in plenty of situations like that where guys get in fights and everything else, and maybe an NBA locker room is different, but, I mean, that's what you're gonna blame for being that putrid on the road but that good at home? So what happens? Like, all that friction goes away at home? No big deal?
So you might wonder, so Dave, you mentioned Jordan Poole. You might wonder, well, you know, Draymond getting up there, a little older, maybe they move on from him. Steve Kerr.
If Draymond's not back, we're not a championship contender. We know that. I mean, he's that important to winning and to who we are. So I absolutely want him back.
That doesn't sound great for Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole available.
Any interest in Jordan Poole to the Knicks?
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Good shooter.
I didn't like how he played in the playoffs, but I think everything's kind of going to be on the table right now for the Knicks.
What do the Knicks have they would want? Mitch Robinson?
Mitch.
Yeah.
Julius, maybe?
You know, Julius there. That's interesting.
Well, Mitchell there, too, would be
with the shooting around him?
Shooting around him with third option at best. Interesting.
It would be nice if we had a five that could actually, like, contribute.
Put the ball in the basket?
Like, contribute offensively.
Really would be, wouldn't it?
You see what Devonta Adams told The Ringer?
Can I interrupt you for a moment?
I think I know what you're going to say, and I think you should.
What do you think I'm going to say?
WEPN-FM something?
No. Yeah. I'm going to say Sharp Hat. Sharp Hat. And as long as you brought that to my attention, you're listening to DPH and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York.
That's right.
Sharp, go ahead.
Sharp Hat.
Thank you.
Devonta Adams talked to The Ringer. Safe to say he doesn't love where the team is going, they being the Raiders. This is a direct quote. This is a real thing. The front office think this is the best bet and right approach for us right now to put us in position to be urgent. We, being the front office and he, do not see eye to eye on what we think is best. I'm going to have to buy into this and be as optimistic as possible. It's not what I expected to happen, but it's something that's the reality now. It all depends on the style of ball that we play. If we play a certain brand, I can get him, being now we're talking about the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, to conform to whatever. But if we use him a certain type of way,
terrible.
Then it's going to make it tough for us to maximize who we should be this year.
Doesn't sound like he loves Jimmy G either.
Sounds like a ringing endorsement is what it sounds like.
He's happy.
He's really happy.
It sounds like it. It sounds great.
Hey, Joe Douglas.
Sounds like a poor guy that was lured over to Vegas by his best friend. And then guess where his best friend is now?
New Orleans.
Come to the Giants.
Forget the Giants.
What do we forget the Giants?
Yeah, you heard me.
What, you want him?
I would take him.
Yeah, of course you'd take him. How many receivers are you going to put on that team?
As many as we need.
Okay. Just put the Packers back together.
Right.
You're almost there.
Where's Dave's horn? Have Dave blow the Viking horn. Get them all back together.
the conch.
And
the,
yeah.
Not playing the Viking horn for you. You don't deserve it.
You remember that story about Antonio Brown?
No.
That he owned and bought out many of the owners of an indoor football team.
No.
Yeah, he wouldn't give his guys rooms, remember?
In Albany.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I remember Sharpet.
Well, Roger Weiland, who works for 104.5, the team.
That's our station.
In Albany.
The Albanians.
Yeah.
Who carry this show, who we love. He reported that Antonio Brown will suit up for the Albany Empire either May 27th, which is soon, Dave, or June 17th, both of which are home games, obviously. So if you're in the area or not and you want to see Antonio Brown play football, you can do that in the coming weeks.
The checks have bounced. Got to make up that revenue. Buy tickets.
Would you, if you found out Antonio Brown is playing, do you go? You can buy cheap tickets. Do you go and watch it?
If I was in Albany?
Yeah.
I'd consider it.
All right, there you go.
He's got real issues, though, man.
You think?
It's not real issues.
It's a shame he did this to himself, because he was, was he good.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, now this is just...
These receivers are difficult, huh?
Hey, cool on social media, man. This is about us, nobody else.
Well, what's amazing is, and I don't know when it turned, like, I mean, obviously we're in the Steelers locker room, but if this was going on, like, stuff like this was going on the whole time, and Tomlin kept all this together...
You guys are genius.
Genius.
That's how we do it when you're real in Florida.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Did it happen in Florida?
Because there ain't no better place in the world to live than right here, dude. It should be a two-drink minimum anywhere you walk in.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
And you will come back on violation.
Yeah, I can confirm from on-the-ground sources in Rochester, side of the PGA Championship, frost on the ground.
It's in a frost delay. It's 34 degrees.
Not great.
Of course this is happening.
Everyone's going to make fun of us now.
RJ, Michael Collins just did a hit on SportsCenter where he's in a winter hat and gloves and a big jacket.
He looked like Tom Coughlin at Lambeau
Field. He's missing his beard. He really is.
Everyone's going to make fun of us now. This stinks.
Oh, that's right. This all reverts back to you and your home city, right?
Well, the only time we're really in the national spotlight is usually when we're being made fun of for something. So,
what is Rochester known for?
Cold.
No, but like, is there a claim to fame? Like,
Wegmans.
Oh, what?
It's going to rain!
Wegmans.
The supermarket Wegmans, which
Wegmans
is delicious.
Wegmans was launched in Rochester?
Danny Wegman. That's right.
Oh, that's a person?
We've discussed this, haven't we?
No, I don't think so.
Danny Wegman is a real person.
Oh, how about that?
Bring
me some soup!
Very wealthy. Rick probably knows him. So,
he steal money?
Why do you do that? Why do you
sorry. That didn't seem all that nice.
Why do you hurt people close to you?
What made you go there?
You heard how nasty he's been to me today?
Yeah, but I think there's like you return volley with the level or maybe a slightly elevated level of nastiness.
He escalates.
That's right. If he's going to take all, you know what he does? He chips away, and then I drop the A-bomb, and he can't handle it.
See, that Danny Wegman was a visionary like Dave. He's like, you know, this whole thing we could just see sell groceries at a place and really take off.
Does he get a Wegman stipend kind of thing now?
Oh, man.
Like a yearly thing? Oh, look at that.
All right, we got plenty of time. We got two hours left.
How much more you got?
$2.7 million. Just shut up.
Let it out.
Justin Craig texted me also. Kodak, before Wegmans. Kodak.
Yeah, he's a
Rochester.
What do you guys call yourselves?
Rochesterians.
Wrong. No, I'm not going to tell you because you were mocking.
No, what is it?
Sharp hat.
What is it?
Rochesterians.
That's what I just said.
Right, you said Rochesterians.
Oh, my God.
Rochesterians?
Are you challenging?
All right. Anyways, this, I can definitively say, the most sent-in DHIF story of all time.
Really?
And it is not close. You guys, you may have even seen this by now, but I have to do it. It just needs to be done.
Is it a great one?
It's elite. It really is elite. Top 1% of stories ever.
Okay.
So a person in a place is pulled over for speeding. Not good. You know, a lot of these people are often doing something wrong, I notice. It's never just their mind in their own business.
Because it wouldn't be a good story otherwise.
Right. So, as officers pull this person over...
And the police are often involved in these stories, too.
Almost always.
Yeah.
So, pull up to the car, get behind the car, park, walk up to the car. As the two officers are walking up, they notice, like, there's some shifting around going on like in the front, the cab of the car. So they walk up and roll the window down, They are befuddled to find in the driver's seat, buckled in, sitting upright.
Crack a dawn. Dogs.
A dog. An actual dog.
Okay. Come on.
In the passenger seat is a man. So,
Wait, where's the dog?
In the driver's seat. Buckled in. And then in the passenger seat is a man. So the man, they notice after a question or two, seems rather intoxicated.
Oh my God.
They're pretty quickly they can put together what's going on here. The man said definitively he was not behind the wheel.
he was driving.
Sorry, dog, I got a fast pass.
So you're wondering, oh, maybe there's someone else in the car. There's not.
Where is that dog?
Just the man and a dog. So the man, who is clearly intoxicated, they ask him to step out of the vehicle. He runs away. He falls down 20 feet past the car, and they tackle him and arrest him. So I ask you a very important question. Did this happen in Florida?
Did they give the dog a breathalyzer or anything?
No, the dog was legal.
The dog was fine.
Framed, you might say.
Could he reach the pedals?
I don't think so.
The dog's peeing on my leg!
This happened in Florida. All right. No.
Why did you get them like a turtle or something?
Get the dogs a turtle?
No. I'm going to say didn't happen in Florida.
That's another one of Dave's visionaries, getting your dogs pet turtles.
Yep.
That was Rick's idea.
Emotional support turtle.
No. I'm going to say didn't happen in Florida.
All right.
It's a great story.
Maybe it
I feel like if it was, but I feel like if it was Florida, it would have been like some kind of like exotic animal, like a pull up and there's like a tiger in the past in the driver's seat. Oh, RJ.
Like an anaconda or something.
Yeah, something like that, like an alligator. I'm gonna go not Florida.
Mm. All right, Raymond.
I already know the answer, so I'll just say not Florida.
You suck.
Also, you know the answer, so then you ruined the whole game.
No, he went last. That's okay. He's correct. Springfield, Colorado is where this occurred, so you're all correct. One of the greats. This goes in the DHIF Hall of Fame, in my book. That is...
A dog is in the house! A dog
sharp hat,
is in
sharp
the house!
Hat.
That's Knobs, Observations, and DHIF brought to you by Dave.
Sharp Hat.
Sharp Hat, game-changing custom software.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.